You're listening to Agent-Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
This isn't a framework. This isn't a blog exercise. This is the operating model we actually run with executive teams when the stakes are real and the room is private. Listening to this, you're probably running one of these teams right now. You know AI is changing your economics, but you can't get alignment on what to do first. Your leadership team has opinions, but no shared decision model. Your engineering org has pockets of progress, but no enterprise execution system. Your board wants speed. Your operators want safety. Your managers are stuck in the middle. You're not unusual. Most executive teams need this conversation facilitated. Internal politics, incentive misalignment, functional blind spots, these forces are stronger than good intentions. You can't whiteboard your way through this at one leadership offsite. You need structure, you need sequence, you need objective pressure testing. That's what this model gives you. 4 sessions, 4 to 6 weeks, one clear direction at the end. Let me walk you through it. Before we even get into session one, there's pre-work. About 5 business days. We collect just enough to prevent unproductive debate. Your current strategy deck, your top 10 enterprise initiatives and where they stand. Delivery metrics, lead time, deployment frequency, change failure rate, mean time to recovery, financial targets, risk and compliance constraints. Your org chart across product, engineering, security, legal, finance, and HR. From that, we prepare a 3-page context brief. An initial hypothesis tree covering value, constraints, and likely decision forks. And a draft metrics model with clear definitions so nobody wastes session time arguing about what words mean. Who's in the room matters more than anything else in the pre-work. The CEO or business unit GM, the CTO or CIO, the CFO or someone with actual budget authority, your people leader, head of product, head of engineering or delivery, and a risk, security, or legal representative where it's relevant. And if those seats are empty, the process degrades fast. That's not a suggestion, it's a requirement. 1.0s, session one, 2.5 to 3 hours, closed door, executive alignment only. The goal is simple to say and hard to do. Get one definition of success across business, technology, and operating constraints. You start with a context reset. Why does this process exist? What's in scope? Which decisions have to be made in this cycle? Then you move into business outcomes. Revenue, margin, speed, customer outcomes, non-negotiables, then constraint mapping. Regulatory, legal, talent, platform, budget, and change capacity limits. After the break, you align on metrics and horizons. What does better mean in 90 days, in 6 months, in 12 months? Then the hardest part. Trade-off declarations. What gets prioritized when speed conflicts with certainty? Where is your risk appetite real versus rhetorical? Walk out with a signed end state statement, 1 page, a success scorecard with metric definitions, an explicit constraint list, a decision rights matrix for what comes next. Without this, everything after it is theater. Session two is different. It's not a meeting. It's 1 to 2 weeks of interviews and operating diagnostics. The goal is to create an evidence-based map of how work actually flows today. Not how people think it flows, not how the last slide deck said it flows, how it actually flows. We do 12 to 20 stakeholder interviews, 45 to 60 minutes each, delivery flow mapping from idea to production, queue and wait state analysis across functions, governance and gate analysis, separating required controls from habitual ones, and org friction mapping, decision latency, ownership ambiguity, handoff failure points. We measure time and work versus time waiting. Bottleneck migration patterns, capacity consumed by non-delivery overhead, rework and quality leakage points, hiring and talent deployment friction. The outputs are a current state operating map, both visual and narrative, a bottleneck register with quantified impact, a constraint heat map by function, and a memo we call What is True? Uncomfortable facts, neutral language, clear evidence. This phase prevents wishful planning. You can't design a path to the future if you're lying to yourself about the present. Session 3, 3 to 4 hours. This is the decision architecture session. Goal isn't to discuss options, it's to choose. We evaluate pathways, transform the current state in place, build a parallel operating model, outsource selected capabilities, or a hybrid approach. The decision criteria are concrete, time to impact at 90, 180, and 365 days, total cost and margin implications, whether the capability transfer sticks, execution risk and blast radius, whether your talent model can support it, and governance complexity. You walk through each option, then pressure test it by function, finance, legal, people, delivery, then scenario modeling, then the decision gate, ownership assignment, execution direction, communications posture. You lead with a selected path, one accountable direction, the rationale and what was rejected, key assumptions and failure conditions, an executive owner for every work stream. No, we should explore all options further. Ending. You lead with a decision. Session 4, 2 to 3 hours, the synthesis session. This is where strategy becomes a plan you can actually hand to your board. 90-day execution blueprint. a 12-month operating roadmap, workstream structure and governance cadence, resourcing model and budget implications, a risk register with owners and triggers, and the executive communication narrative for the board and top leadership. You review the 90-day plan at weekly cadence with milestones and accountability. You walk through the 12-month roadmap and dependency gates. You go through risk and controls, then executive sign-off and next 30-day commitments. That's the model. Four sessions across 4 to 6 weeks. It can be compressed in urgent cases, but quality drops if leadership availability is fragmented. Clear throat. Let me be clear about what executive means here. In abstract, it means economic outcomes, not activity volume. Decision rights, not committee drift. Sequencing, not slideware. Risk controls, not fear-based paralysis. If a plan doesn't survive contact with finance, legal, people, and delivery realities, it's not executive grade. Some of you are thinking, why not just hire McKinsey or BCG? You can. They're world-class at broad strategic framing and enterprise transformation programs. They build polished analysis and executive narratives fast. The issue is different. Your team isn't asking only for a strategy artifact. You're asking for a point of view grounded in day-to-day AI-native software execution, delivery operations, and leadership behavior under real constraints. That's where many teams need practitioner depth. We live in this operating reality every day. We still build. We still ship. We still run the same workflows we recommend. This process isn't strategy first, operations later. It's strategy and execution in the same room. Here's what we need from you if you want this to work. Executive sponsor with authority. Full attendance from the required leaders. Honest disclosure of constraints. Willingness to choose a path and stop hedging. If your team isn't ready for that, wait. If you are ready, this process gives you clarity fast. Thousand fives. This is a private executive conversation that most leadership teams eventually need. Not because you're weak, because the shift is large, cross-functional, and politically expensive. So if you shouldn't do it alone, the four sessions, define the end state, map what's true, choose the path, commit to the plan, then execute.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on. That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.